Let's bring in correspondent Karen Travers at the White House. The president is back from the NATO summit. Mm-hmm. He says he's still open to talks with Iran, but is downplaying the need for a deal.
Yeah, he did say this yesterday. He said during a press conference at NATO that officials from the U.S. and Iran would meet next week, restarting talks on Iran's nuclear program. But he also indicated he didn't think it would produce a breakthrough, and he actually questioned whether it was even necessary. The president said, "We may sign an agreement. I don't know. I don't think it's necessary." He said they had a war, they fought, now they're going back to their world, and even said, "I don't care if I have an agreement or not." The president was indicating that a nuclear deal with Iran isn't crucial anymore because he says the U.S. strikes last weekend completely obliterated Iran's nuclear program. It's important to note that as of this morning, it does appear that there is no meeting yet scheduled for next week. He also acknowledged, though, that fighting could resume between Iran and Israel in the future, but he signaled he didn't think it was in the near term, but far down the road.
Okay. Meanwhile, there's still this question over how much of the nuclear stockpile was destroyed. Doesn't seem like there's much clarity on that.
No. And, you know, this early intelligence assessment is preliminary. That's what the Defense Intelligence Agency, which produced the report, is calling it. Preliminary low confidence assessment, not a final conclusion. The agency says it's going to take days to weeks to know the true extent of the damage done. But sources tell us that this early assessment says that at least two of the Iranian nuclear facilities targeted were not completely destroyed, and that Iran moved much of its stockpile of near weapons grade uranium before the U.S. carried out those strikes. The White House, though, is pushing back on this assessment.
Karen, thank you. Karen Travers, live at the White House.